Oh god, my hands are sweaty.
Yes, we have found a new one. Our beautiful, beautiful listeners. We have found a new one, and this is...
Bowser's Mexico Adventure.
That just, that right there, oh my god.
Right. Another gem from fanfiction.net by a Mr. Marquette.
Mr. Marquette.
And the description goes, Wet Bowser goes on a sweet adventure in this ultimate crossover one-shot. Please R&R.
This is glorious.
I do like that it's under Fiction K.
I guess that means, what does that mean? Kindergarten?
Super fiction. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Killer fiction.
Killer fiction. Fuck it. That's what we're going with.
Killer fiction.
Do you want to start this or me?
Let's introduce the characters.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, you're absolutely right.
Starting off with the Super Mario Bros. Super Show. And again, the Super Mario Bros. Super Show. And the characters
It literally says that twice. So.
So the characters are... Wet Bowser, Dry Bowser, Tom Servo, Crow,
Joel, Dr. Forrester, Mario Luigi, Richie Wren,
Rosalina.
Wait, what? Do you think that Wren is like Ren and Stimpy Wren?
Maybe.
Oh my god!
To find out. And we got Rosalina, Limpstar for some reason. I don't know why it's a descriptor. I don't know. Rosella, Edgar, Archduke, Fifi, and Nedry.
Then it says Heroes.
From the show Heroes, I guess.
Okay. Vacation with a capital I. Guy the Koopa. Kids Boba.
Boba Fett.
That's two different words.
Wait.
Kids Boba. And Boba then Fett Bear.
Yes.
Grills. Fett Bear Grills. C-3PO. Elliot. / Towns, Dracula, and or Renfield Grant.
And or Renfield Grant.
And Aladdin Mosenrath.
So, episode number...
This has, like, everybody in it.
Apparently.
Apparently. You want to start this?
Yeah, go
for it.
We'll switch off on... Because it seems to be, like, one of those scripts. Mm-hmm. You can switch off between voices here.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's start with episode number 316.
That's where we're starting. So you did not miss 315.
Oh, I don't know about missions you, but I read all 315.
I don't know how much I can read about C-3PO without wanting to pull my own fucking hair out. But okay,
it was a dark foreboding after Loon in 8-4, much like any other. Wet Bowser had just finished his morning ritual of mowing his lava and was just about to embark on his daily...
I just want to picture the fucking machine that he's using.
Oh yeah, he's got
to mow lava.
He's got a pimp car for that.
Okay. Yeah.
And was about to embark on his daily constitutional when he caught a glimpse of something poking out of his mailbox. A brief flicker of excitement danced across his turtle face as he realized that it was an envelope, Wet Bowser, embossed in fancy gold cursive lettering on the front. He hastily tore open the letter with one claw and began to read. Dear Wet Bowser, we are pleased to inform you that you are cordially invited to attend the grande opening of Phase 3 of our newest Le Dique resort facilities in sunny Delfino Island.
Le Dique.
Le Dique. Just off the coast of Costa Rica and Mexico, you will enjoy 8 days and 7 nights free of charge after participating in our brief tour of the resort, during which you will be offered an opportunity to buy into and become a VIP member from our exclusive program. We welcome you to invite friends and family, and free upgrades will be available to you if they sign up as well. Oh my god, this is a chortery. Yeah. We look forward to seeing you, Greg, for Presidente of the Mexico. What?
Presidente of the Mexico?
I'm taken aback, Wet Bowser exclaimed, taken aback.
Well, he wasn't lying.
He knew just who to invite, and he couldn't wait to deliver the good news as he hurried back to the castle. He picked up the phone and called up his old college roommate Joel, who lived in space. After a few rings, a voice on the other said,
Hello, Mr. Market Steak and Lube, how can we serve you today?
Yeah, give me a Give me an order of the steak and a 20-ounce dine loop. Hey, wait a minute, Crow T-Robot, is that you? Put Joel on the phone. I need to speak to an adult.